The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Every day in the Easter season, we take our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And just in case you don't remember, or just in case you never learned, Acts of the Apostles has one of the clearest purposes of any book in the Bible. The Acts of the Apostles exist to tell us that what Jesus did in his life, the church now continues. What Jesus did in his life, the church continues. That's the purpose of Acts of the Apostles. And that's three things. Number one, proclaim the good news. Number two, sanctify the people. Give God's grace. And number three, carry out the works of charity. Now, I could give you an entire separate homily on that, but priority number one in the church's job description that comes from the life of Jesus himself, proclaim the message, comes even before celebrating the Eucharist. Number two, then do we give people God's grace, and only then do we carry out works of charity, God-centered works of charity, as opposed to, you know, just simple social work or the like. But that's not what I want to focus on today. I don't want to get distracted. What we really want to focus on today is Paul and Barnabas in the first reading, because they don't just wander about aimlessly, preaching here, preaching there, and moving along. They're establishing churches. You listen in the first reading, they're establishing the first ever parishes and the first ever priests. When you hear the word presbyter, that means priest. Our word priest is just an anglicization of that Greek word presbyter, who they appoint and consecrate by the laying on of hands. That's ordination. So consider, from the earliest days, the basic structure of the church is already in place. You can see it in Acts of the Apostles, bishop and priest, and of course there's deacon too, but that's not included in that first reading. And they say something to the people then that we need to hear very badly now. Two things. Says that they strengthened their spirits and exhorted them to persevere. Two things we need very badly in our own time, and that we should be doing for one another. Number one, they strengthened their spirits, and we need to do the same thing for one another. By and large, the bulk of our words to one another should be in tones of joy and encouragement. There are times when we have to correct. There are times when we have to confront. This happens to everybody. But by and large, the tone of our words, one person to another, should be building up somebody else's spirit. It's hard enough to be a Christian. It's never been easy, but it's probably never been harder since the days of the ancient church. And wherever possible, we should be building one another up with good news and encouraging news, and words that help one another carry the secret burdens that nobody sees, because you know you're carrying one as well. That's the first thing that we should be doing. The second is exhorting them to persevere. They say to the people, it's necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. A bitter but truthful pill to swallow. Jesus never said, come follow me and all your troubles will be over. And he never said that you could get to heaven by putting in just one good day. We have to persevere. But understand what perseverance is and what it is not. Perseverance is not brute force endurance. It has purpose. You know a good image for perseverance? It's when you take a trip. You know how it is? Maybe you're taking a very long car trip, or maybe you're taking a very long plane trip, and it's tough. Maybe you don't like your seatmate. Maybe they're snoring. You know, maybe they spill their pretzels into your seat, or whatever it might be. It's not easy. And it's perseverance, but it's with a purpose, because you're going somewhere, right? That's us too. And let's never forget it. St. Catherine of Siena, whose feast day we celebrated yesterday, she has a great image for this. She says, the cross is a paradox. It's the opposite of what you think it is. The more anybody in this world tries to find joy in worldly things, the more they will discover bitterness. And the more they try to discover peace for its own sake, the more they will discover that their hearts are restless. But, she says, if you choose what Jesus chose, you'll discover the opposite of what you expected. If you choose to take the lowest place, she says, you'll be surprised to discover that you're honored. If you choose the difficult and the narrow path, you'll be surprised to discover a secret inner consolation. This is something you only learn from experience, but it's a great help to perseverance. And it's what Jesus said here in the Gospel. Peace I leave with you, and not like the world gives it. I know I've mentioned this before, but when Jesus said peace, he used the word shalom. And shalom means well-being. It's the peace that comes from having everything in its proper place. Our word peace, by contrast, comes from the Latin word pax, which means a truce, an absence of conflict. Pax is a starry night sky. Pax is a crystal clear blue lake. There's no conflict, but there's no inner peace. The paradox of the cross is to realize that peace only comes from the struggle of persevering and following the Lord. Or as Pope Benedict once said, having the courage to set yourself free from comfortable lies. Do not let your hearts be troubled, the Lord said. Don't let them be troubled. And he suggests there that it's a choice. Let's make that choice then. To trust the Lord in the paradox of the cross. To be encouraged and to persevere. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Pius V, pray for us.